Welcome to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury in North Idaho, and here is where we talk with professionals who work with struggling teens and what the things that they're doing that are newsworthy. So today I have on the line Hillary Cash from Falls City outside of Seattle, and she's the founder of Restart, a program on internet-type addictions. And so, Hillary, glad to have you here.
Thanks, Lon. I'm happy to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about Restart. How long have you been operating, and what do you do? You work with young adults, I believe. Is it co-ed? Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. We opened up over 5 years ago in 09. We were open for men and women both at that time. We are now for men only. There were very, very few women who came. And the idea was to get them away from the internet long enough for them to detox, you know, for their brains to go through that change that allows it to function normally, to support them while they develop what we call the life balance plan, which is quite a lengthy document and one in which they have to really think through how they're going to reintegrate computers in a healthy way back into their lives. And give them skills that they generally and usually were lacking. So those continue to be our goals as we are now in our sixth year. One of the things we recognized was that we really needed a second phase of the program to give those who were appropriate a more prolonged period of abstinence or near abstinence. While they tried to implement those plans that they'd created. So we do have a phase two as well.
About how long does the, and I understand they're mostly in the 20s, millennials type of thing, aren't they? But how long is your program average?
Yes, well, first of all, these are 18 to 28-year-olds for the most part. Now, we have had people in their 30s and 40s as well, but just not many. And then what was the question again?
The question was involved with how long the program is. Well, that was part
okay,
of the question.
Right. So they stay with us in that first phase for 45 to 90 days, and the average length of stay, I would say, is around 8 weeks, and some are there actually longer than 90 days. But for the most part, it's 8 to 12 weeks in that first phase. And then if they go into the second phase, we have them sign leases. We set them, help them sign leases, get set up in apartments, in one large apartment complex where they all have their apartments. And those leases are 6 months. So they're pretty much committed to staying in phase two for 6 months or longer. They can, and some do, leave earlier, and then they have to break the lease.
Okay, well, the proof of the pudding is the alumni and how it's done. And about a week or two ago, one of your graduates was interviewed by Maria Shriver on the Today Show, which got a lot of notice around the country. And so how did that go? Did you know that was happening and been talking to that graduate? And what sort of response did you get?
Well, the response was great. We got a lot of calls and continue to get calls from people who saw that and must have made a note on it because it's been a couple of weeks now and people are still contacting us because of it. It has been, this young man is doing fabulously well and he's back in college and has actually started, he's replicated the 12-step program that we started for our folks here called ITAA, and so he started an ITAA at his college, and his parents have said he's doing extremely well. He seems to be happy, being very physically active, active with his music. You know, he's just doing great.
Well, he sure looked great on there, and it was sort of scary when he was describing what he was doing and where he was at, and it sounds like he was really in deep trouble, so he really needed something like your program. So what are your plans for the future? Are you going to expand? About how many do you have now? Are you looking to expand that in any way? What's the future look for you?
Yeah, well, we are limited in our size right now to, we really, on average, are having just 5 or 6 people at a time there. But we are looking around for a larger facility, and we actually already tried to purchase 2, but for various reasons, those did not pan out. So we know we need to expand. We want to expand. You know, we're maintaining a waiting list, and it's a shame to have people having to wait. So that is one of the things, and eventually I think we are going to open an adolescent program as well. So we're looking forward to those things, looking around for land to build or a facility to purchase in this area. And I don't quite know when all that will happen, but we're looking forward to it when it can.
Well, when it's time, yeah, I'm sure it'll happen. Are you going to go back to offering this for young women? Because I know guys generally have the problem, but more and more girls are starting to get involved and running into problems on it too, I understand. So are you going to be opening it to women at some point?
Well, that is in our long-term plans. We would like to have a separate facility for women. I think we're not going to go co-ed, probably, although who knows. We'll see as it plays out. But, yes, we are getting more and more calls. I'm noticing just in this last year, actually. And so there is a need there, and we will eventually, I hope, be able to address it.
And it's expanding, an expanding need, I'm sure, from what I read in the papers. And, of course, being on national TV is just going to let more people know that there is some help. And I'm sure the future looks bright. I think you're in the beginning of something that is very, very a growing problem in our society that's going to need more services than are being offered now.
Yes, I am. I do know that that's true. I've been watching this sort of develop over the last 20 years, and it's certainly not going away.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, thank you, Hillary. Thank you very much. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and we've been talking to Hillary Cash about the restart that she founded, dealing with young males, primarily young males, adult males, that have computer type or digital interdictions. Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you so much, Lon. Bye-bye.
Bye.